Admiral of the Ocean Sea by Samuel Eliot Morison. The book bears a dedication to my shipmates of the Harvard Columbus Expedition, Barkentine Capitana, Ketch, Mary Otis, 1939 to 1940. Preface. This book arose out of a desire to know exactly where Columbus sailed on his four voyages and what sort of seaman he was. No previous work on the discoverer of America answers these questions in a manner to satisfy even an amateur seafarer. Most biographies of the Admiral might well be entitled Columbus to the Water's Edge. The authors either cared little about the discoverer's career on his chosen element, or expended so much space on unprofitable speculation about his birth, character, and early life, that no room was left to tell where and how he sailed. The earliest writers, such as Peter Martyr, Oviedo, Ferdinand Columbus, and Las Casas, have more sense of proportion, but take too much knowledge for granted, and of course do not identify places by their modern names. Von Humboldt, Murdoch and Irving cleared up a few points, and Charcot sized up Columbus's seamanship correctly, but neither Irving nor Charcot visited the West Indies, and the great von Humboldt, with the universe for his field, had little time for this subject. Popular interest in Columbus, which was slight in the colonial era, became progressively greater as the Americas won their independence and forced Europe to recognize their importance. The entire Western world joined in celebrating the 400th anniversary of 1492.